Can you hear me?
Yeah. All right. You ready?
How are you guys doing today? This is Talk About Epic. I'm Arch Darrell, and I'm here with...
It's your boy, Hornet, Grenadian Lifeguard. What's up?
K-Dub, one and only. What's good?
Today we're talking about the shit DC just unloaded on us.
Dan, and we're going to do a quick Samurai Jack review, emphasis on the word quick. I feel like it's one of my favorite characters, one of my favorite IPs. It should get a recognition. It deserves, so I'm going to use my platform to give it a recognition. So you got to show love to the indie guys.
Sounds good.
They are all that remains of the Golden Age.
Definitely.
I mean, after that Wukong, they might be coming back. I don't know.
I'm hoping so, though.
I'm going to say this. The next generation looks promising.
But then again, it's a Chinese indie, so we have to, until we can put them in the same space as...
No. We all equal opportunity. Okay. Get down.
No, I mean, like... Chinese dude, that's what they're known for. They bring, when they come, they bring their quality with them.
So right now we're talking about the Samurai Jack Battle Through Time. I'm the only person who played this game, so I'm gonna take the lead on this one.
Go ahead.
So everybody here is a big Samurai Jack fan.
Yes.
Well, most of us.
Not as much as him.
All right, I'm gonna be like this. It's a double A title. It's a nice, fun, you know, hack and slash. You know, it's a hack and slash. It reminds me of Devil May Cry. It's very actiony.
What is it about, really?
So basically, it takes place right after the whole wrap up of that story. So yeah. Aku has him trapped in this in a different dimension.
Yeah.
So you're battling through different dimensions. So you have like different levels you go to, and there's a boss that day, and you kill the boss, you go to the next level.
Yeah.
So he's the whole thing. He's trying to escape where he's trapped. Whatever the hell place Aku got him trapped. All right.
Who's that naked guy? Completely stripped naked.
Look at man. Y'all forget Samurai Jack is a bad man.
Who's that naked guy there fighting?
He be killing motherfuckers with his dick out. Right? Nothing wrong with that.
I thought Samurai Jack had clothes on.
That's a bad man. All right. So that's actually a feature of the game. So as you can see, he's basically a caveman right now.
Oh.
When you take damage, your clothes take damage, which is pretty cool.
Oh, so you're naked. You took a lot of damage.
Oh, I was getting fucked up. Oh, yo, let me tell you something.
Samurai Jack, the bathroom jacket.
Oh. When you come to Samurai Jack, there's two villains I know give you fucking trouble. Them, those chicks, and the minions are set. So those of you don't know who the hell the minions are set is, basically... These three motherfuckers almost killed Samurai Jack in a cartoon, and I'm scared to God I'm about to. I ain't at their level yet.
You didn't run into them.
And I'm dreading running into them because I see what those girls did to me, and them boys didn't even talk to you. All right? Those boys were just mindless idiots. They're just mindless killers. They actually have a brain, and they're savage as hell. The crazy part is they're not really a boss character. I thought they would have been a boss at some level. Remember that there's an episode of Samurai Jack where you had two ninjas, there's a black ninja and a white ninja?
Yeah.
The black ninja, I thought it was going to be a boss battle. But you're just a regular baddie.
That's cool. It doesn't. The badasses don't necessarily have to be like bosses.
But all I gotta say is, like, if you like Samurai Jack and the whole story, like, you should play this game. You're gonna enjoy it because it's a love letter to Samurai Jack fans. Like the environment. I never get tired of killing the bugs. Well, they never get tired of killing me.
You know what would have been cool? I could have played it if you had bought the actual copy.
I don't fuck with hot copies.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Okay.
Everybody could have played it.
Link your account to mine. But yeah. I mean,
it's a
fun game. I enjoy myself. I think it was a missed opportunity. At the end of every level, right? You see the Samurai Jack end credits. Like, you know that visual with his eyes in the background?
Yeah.
And the song roll?
Yeah.
It'd be so cool. It's a stupid ass nitpick, but I'm like, it'd be so cool if at the end of every level you get that theme song. You know that? Watch out. That shit, that would have been so freaking cool as fan service, but like that's a missed opportunity.
I would actually like that shit.
Too. I would love that shit so much.
After every episode, you just hear that shit come on.
The bug, but you're running away from them. I'm confused
because them niggas on top, the dudes on top is shooting you with rocket launchers. So
you can't block or counter.
You could counter them, but while not to counter, you have to stop. If you stop, the bugs are gonna attack you.
All
right. Okay, but you know, like I said, I enjoyed it. It's nothing groundbreaking. It's going to be a fun experience for you if you're a Samurai Jack fan. The game has one quality, and I see game developers, please do not, I repeat, degradation in weapons is stupid and annoying in video games. It makes no sense. Okay? Stop it.
I mean, then how do they I don't say force you, but how
they I get it. I know why it's there. I know why it's there, but I found you found a bow staff. The bow staff is on a fairy weapon in the game after his magic sword. I didn't want that bow staff to break. So it took me a whole level before I got a decent one. Now, granted, you get gold, so you have to...
Can't repair it?
You could repair it. There's a dude, there's a character you go to. Remember the DJ?
Yeah.
That wanted to be a samurai? Mm-hmm. He's one of the characters in the game that you go to and you buy yourself. He's your vendor. He's your main vendor. Okay? He's kind of out your level, but in levels, you can't backtrack. So you go into a level...
So you got to make sure it doesn't break before you see him.
I not use it. I just use the magic sword because the magic sword is the only weapon that don't break. I maxed out my magic sword.
You said it was a weapon that you liked that was going to break. So you kind of have to micromanage.
It forces you to micromanage when you use what weapons. So you can't really have a... You can have a fairy weapon, but you can't really have a fairy weapon.
And you can't make one of the weapons magical.
You can't. There's no way to enhance that
magic. So you're saying that you don't like that, that you like it?
Huh?
You hate it or you don't like?
He didn't like the point that as you more use the weapon, it will destroy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'll be destroyed.
People didn't like it in Legend of Zelda. They ain't gonna like it in Samurai Jack. Okay? I get why they do it, but me personally, I don't like it. All right? Now, granted, if there's people that like it, that's on you. I get it. It kind of adds realism and forces you to cycle through your weapons. I get that. But I want the option.
That's what I was actually thinking.
I want the option. Let me choose.
So it degrades so much that... You didn't have time to keep meeting him and keep upgrading it?
I don't want to pay for the... I don't want to pay attention to that.
Oh, okay. So you didn't
want to... You know what I'm saying? I'm a Samurai Jack fan. I could go through the whole game using the sword. But, I mean, it's a video game. You want to use different weapons. I mean, and in the cartoon, he uses all different weapons. He doesn't use just one weapon.
Yeah, but they gave you a way to keep something that you like. You just didn't want to pay the cost.
I just don't want to, like... Yeah, I just don't like the thing.
Also, you have to pay to repair it.
Yeah.
You can't, like... He has a way to keep it from destroying. But you got to keep adding money to it. You got to keep repairing. Like in real life.
That's
he didn't want to do that.
That's understandable.
We're in a video game of a samurai who trapped in the future.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. Realism is the last thing y'all should be thinking about.
But what you got to understand with that, then they got to create more weapons. So when you find a new one, it looks different.
I mean, they could have just given his whole arsenal from the cartoon. I mean, I feel like.
Yeah, but then after. What's the drop rate then? You get it for press. You want it to drop from. Each boss you.
I like how Devil May Cry did it. Just give you a bunch of weapons that you cycle through them. Have different enemies. You know who did it like that?
Oh, from the jump?
Yeah. Don't give you all the weapons, but like have you unlock the weapons, but they don't break.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So I like the whole thing is if you unlock a weapon, you could upgrade it, but it wouldn't break no matter how much time you use it. I like that whole thing.
Okay, I understand.
All right. If you like the other thing, that's on you, but that's just me personally because I'm reviewing the game. All right? So anyway, it's a really good, you know, I like to support Disney guys, so... It's a good samurai. If you like Samurai Jack, you're gonna like this game. If you're not really a fan of Samurai Jack, you're not gonna really get it because the game has some bugs that might piss you off. It crashed on me twice. Okay. it's an indie game and he wears it on the sleeves, and I love it. And hate it at the same time.
The game looks not great as shit, actually.
So
and seeing you like get how fucked he walks up, around actually, naked, yeah. Too, so.
That's
it's,
my favorite
it's,
part.
It is deceptively challenging, I must say. You don't even get to the parts where there's these bugs that fly.
Yeah.
And they got guns on him, so they would be on top. They're just shooting at you, and you have to get there to shoot him. So, but it's a pretty fun experience, you know.
I actually love that shit. The difficulties in games, I don't think you get that anymore.
Nah. Like, okay,
there's certain games that's like that.
Now that you mention that, there's a Pacific game. I must say, whoever made that game, genius. Lord of the Rings.
The
first few games of Lord of the Rings.
The first two.
First two that came was system. Coming out.
Yeah.
Yo.
There's a system called a Nemesis system.
I've never really seen that much NPC in my entire life.
Okay, so basically, this is how the Nemesis system works. If you fight the Orc kills you, he could get promoted.
I'm not even talking about that one.
You're not talking about the Nemesis system?
No.
That was crazy, though.
That's crazy, but that's later on. The first World of the Rings that was based on the movie itself, you were using the characters from the movie.
Yeah.
Right? They had hordes and hordes. Orcs. It's right. I'm talking about hordes of them.
Yeah.
Coming. Like, you're killing them. You're running out of bows. You're running out of, like, your sword. You hit one and three is coming. You hit another one and another three is coming. And they were overwhelming you. Like, how in the movie it was actually is. It was mad but orcs.
He has an arsenal, though, so he could do all type of crazy
stuff. So you felt like you were in a war fight. Like, I haven't seen a game who give you so much NPC that you really feel like you're fighting for your life.
I mean, but the reason they did that, because in Lord of the Rings, the NPCs, the orcs are kind of like a character, so they kind of have to implement that in the game, I feel like.
Yeah, but any game that we play, the NPCs are the NPCs. They didn't change.
Yeah, NPCs don't. A lot of them are supposed to be NPCs in that game. Remember your name and shit. Like
if the orcs that we were fighting was the grunts. They didn't care for names. They're just out there to fight.
Them dudes, but you never had a low level orc get promoted.
No, I'm saying this is way you thinking about the regular ones, the regular game that you're using. No, before this, orcs were getting promoted. This was the how the movie was.
Yeah,
those orcs. They didn't have them systems yet. You crazy? Orc wasn't individual. They were just hordes of them dudes, dog. Like, I'm dying, and I'm like, yo, this shit is good. Like,
so back to Samurai Jack.
That's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, granted, I'm gonna give it my score gonna be kind of high because I'm a fan of Samurai Jack. I'm gonna give it an 8.
An 8?
Yes. If I wasn't a fan of Samurai Jack, I would give it a 7.5. But I like
it's for the degrading weapons.
It's a good for the degrading weapon. Yeah, I hate that much.
Got it.
Okay, but it's a good game. If you like Samurai Jack, get it. All the guys support D&D community.
No doubt, man.
Yeah, there's a game on Switch that looked really good. It's called Hades, like a top down dungeon crawler, but it's like God of War. But he's in the I think Greek mythos. He's in the same God of War mythos, same Kratos, but except they're helping him.
Yeah.
So he starts off in Olympus, it looked like, or in Hades, and he has to get his way. It's like God of War, but it's 2D. The outside look really good, but I love games like that. So, DC, they had a big event.
DC fandom.
A couple days ago.
And everything they revealed in that. That was
a lot of shit to process. That was a lot of
content, yeah.
Was it good content? Or yeah, just
it's a couple gems in there. It's one I'm incredibly hyped for. I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. So to start, Batman Arkham Knights. That game just look amazing.
That game looks interesting. Yes.
It's two things. It's not Rocksteady, the same Arkham guys. They're working on a different game.
Yeah.
These are WB. That's the guys who did the infamous games. The fighting games.
Yeah.
So evidently this game is on a continuation of the Arkham game. This is an alternate dimension.
This is completely different. They made sure to make that clear because everybody was focused on
it looks like.
Well, yeah. I was actually wondering if they was making another one.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So it looks like this one is going to be RPG-ish because it has RPG style progression in it.
Yeah.
So
each character has their own skill tree and so on and so forth. And, the kind of replayable content that they want everything to be.
I'm just happy as hell because we get to play as Red Hood finally in a game. Yeah. I'm so play as him.
What I'm worried about is just that they don't just... I don't want a dumbed down version of this. We know what Batman is capable of. It's like we played the Arkham games. Batman was...
All of them. I played all of them except for the first one. I didn't play the first one.
Yeah, I mean,
we played the first one.
How much characters could you play with? Is it just Batman?
It was a Batman.
No, but we can't play with Batman this one.
But this one is not Batman.
Batman dies in this one. In so called. Oh,
okay.
In the other Arkham games,
so you play with Batman. Everybody. We play Robin.
So, because then they would have to dumb it down.
Why?
Because you're not playing with Batman.
Hello, we're playing with Batwoman. We're playing with Robin. Batgirl, we're playing with Robin, we're playing with
Red Hood,
Nightwing, and Red Hood.
Okay, I thought Batman would be like on a higher level.
Of course, that's why they don't allow to play with him, but still, I'm talking about the gameplay itself.
Yeah.
The fighting, what we used to fight in Arkham, that was fleshed out, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it looks like
And now you're adding abilities to it.
They added it's like horror in RPGs, it's a boss, he level 10. Go grind some levels to come fight him.
Yeah.
So they showed a fight with Mr. Freeze and Barbara Gordon in there, and they're like, based on his level, he's gonna have different abilities and stuff. So he's gonna scale to your level. So if you go in there and fight him at level 10, you come back at level 25 thinking you're gonna steamroll him. He's not gonna do.
He's gonna have extra stuff that you haven't seen before.
I'm curious to see how that's gonna work in there, and how we get loot and all that stuff.
Well, loot drops that you see where he was fighting, loot drops off of people randomly.
God damn.
That's what I'm saying. Because of that, you can't dumb it down. You can't dumb the fighting down.
Wait, there's more. Evidently, they're going to release other characters you can play as.
Of course. So that was expected. But who, though?
Here we go. Batman have a lot of psychics. He has, actually, one of his new psychics are really cool. The dude, Fox's, there's Batwing. Remember that dude?
The robot, the one with the arm on?
That's one of them. Fox's,
the black guy?
Fox's son. Yeah, yeah. And then there's another one. He was a yellow costume. I forgot his name. But that's in a comic book. So Batman has a lot of cool ass psychics. I actually did some research.
But to bring all of them in one world, that's epic.
That would be interesting. I'm interested to see. Well, first of all, I can't wait to play it. It looks pretty cool because it's anything like the Arkham game. That's like,
I mean, if it's based on the Batman itself, he has a lot of psychics, but he has specific psychics in specific areas. To be able to implement them all in one game, that's going to be a different story.
Another thing too is the Court of Owls. So those of you uninitiated, the Court of Owls is like an evil organization.
Yeah, we saw that.
They use dead people to do their bidding as assassins. So they basically have an army of zombie assassins. That's so freaking cool.
That's a good business right there. You ain't lose nothing.
Exactly, right?
But they trained.
That's crazy.
They're not these zombies.
They're on the level of League of Assassins.
They was giving Batman the business.
They that nasty.
One man was giving Batman
the business. In the movies, turns out they had kidnapped him to begin with. So I don't know how this story is going to go. They said it's an alternate story. So I'm not pretending to know what's going on.
And the thing, they kidnapped him, whatever, to the point that they even found out who he was. I think they knew who he was before.
They knew he was Bruce Wayne. They was controlling him. So that whole video you drugged seen is that they actually know who the fuck he is.
Because the people who are behind it are like popular people in society.
Picture all the rich white people come together have a holiday edition, you don't know
who they are
from behind the scenes. Yeah. Imagine that shit.
And you don't know who they are. The difference is they wear masks.
You don't know they exist.
So every time you see them in their whole owl persona, they have masks on.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, and they were like kind of controlling it from the background. So, of course, they know who he was because he's a billionaire.
Right? I'm curious to see how they're going to do that story and the expansions we get and different characters we get.
Yeah, I'm interested with the whole character situation.
So, that's not a bad way to start the next gen, I got to say.
Somebody want to take the character I want to play with, but I just got to pick the second best. You feel me? That's what it is.
You like Red Hood?
What?
I don't think anybody would not like Red Hood.
He's a badass.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
When I saw the
Batman Dead in the Family, that movie. Yeah, dude, I watched that this weekend when I saw that.
He's a badass Robin. I don't think you can get any closer to Batman.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a Robin who literally straddles that line, boys.
Exactly.
And he likes to lean to the bad.
He's the anti-hero. Like, I didn't know you like Red Hood like that, bro.
Red Hood's the dude.
Yeah. But Barbara Lacula, she's just like a more nimble Batman.
Barbara's cool, but I'm not really into the whole
thing. I'll play as Barbara. It's not a big deal.
No, you can play Red Hood. I want to see what Nightwing's kill.
Nightwing, yeah, he was.
Because I was a Nightwing.
I never played as Nightwing, but he played alongside you in the Arkham games.
You
would actually call him and y'all do some superhero team up shit. That shit looks sick as fuck.
I was a Nightwing.
I hope they got that in here.
But the thing I'm concerned about, he, as they were saying in the game, how is he going to traverse?
Who, Nightwing?
Yeah. They ran around with bikes regularly, but how does he get up to buildings and shit?
You probably got a grappling hook, Batman.
You think so? But he can't fly. Like, see how they're playing with Barbara?
Yeah.
She jumped, she flew.
Barbara Gordon is essentially a smaller Batman.
She used her cape to kind of traverse.
She could glide and shit, is what you're trying to say.
Robin has the teleportation from the satellite.
Yeah, Robin could teleport.
Red Hood and both
we haven't seen gameplay of those two characters. So I'm curious.
I'm curious of what he's going to do.
Okay, so in a world where people run around with beating each other with batons.
Nightwing, he has his own gadgets too, because remember, he broke off from Batman.
And he
started getting those things. So I'm curious to see what gadget he has to traverse.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they treat Red Hood, because Red Hood uses guns.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Right. So the second game they announced, which is the Rocksteady guys. Now, this is the Arkham motherfuckers, the OG Batman creators. They're working in a different game. Suicide Squad game.
And the crazy part,
Justice League game.
Suicide Squad kills the Justice League.
That's the name of the movie. That's the name of the game. Suicide Squad killer Justice League. Evidently, we have an evil Justice League. It's a Brainiac invasion. I mean,
we don't know how it go, but we've
seen
Brainiac.
It's about to sound like a lot.
We've seen Brainiac because they just do a trailer.
We got the machine, CGI.
The main machine for Brainiac, the ship.
Yeah.
It's literally in the middle of Metropolis.
Yeah.
Just sitting there behind the buildings and shit. And, you know, just, what's his name? Suicide Squad, you know what I mean? Being themselves, not slacking off in the trailer or whatever, which is funny. And they're pretending they're killing people or whatever.
I love that whole presentation, though. That was funny as hell.
Funny because that's them. Like, yo, you got a fucking bomb in my head or whatever. That don't mean I have to take orders from you. So, Amanda Waller is talking to them. Hey, this is going on here. And they're all on the roof chilling. Right? It's like, yeah, we see. And they shoot a shot in the corner. They feel like they fight. And they're just chilling.
They're chilling, drinking. Man, dude got a lawn chair chilling.
Chilling on the roof, right?
I gotta watch it.
Yeah. Even the shark dude, he's like, yeah, he started screaming for no reason. They can seem like he's actually fighting people.
I like that he has a personality now because he doesn't say much.
Yeah, he doesn't say much.
Yeah, like in the last movie, all he said was King Shark is a shark, except for the end. And he's like, I love how the editor is like forming perfect sentences. Like, what?
You can speak?
Got a brain? The whole time?
Okay. You know, so that was pretty good. And then finally they started fighting, and guess who shows up?
Guess who pops up?
And they forgot what their mission was. It's just so funny. What's our mission again? Who are we supposed
guess who
to
pops up?
So the dude pops, he's like, oh, Superman.
But John Cena.
They think
the fuck out
as Superman.
Hold on. Let's
seriously?
That's John Cena.
Well, we talked about this.
Yes, we had an argument. Let's do it.
Why would you put that on live? Sure, you don't know.
Why the hell not? That's John Cena, dude. You did it? He looked like John Cena.
That's called speculation. You don't
unless let's
you
speculate, care. What the fuck? Why not?
Alright, John Cena.
Yes, that's John. He looks like John Cena, right? Dude, we wait till this game come out and we'll see.
This is dude has been smoking the pipe too much.
I got the eye for that, alright? This is what I do.
So John Cena is in the real Suicide Squad and the game.
Hell yes.
As two different characters.
Why the hell not?
I could see that actually. Nah. Why not?
Watch the trailer, you'll see what I'm talking about. That is John freaking Cena in there as Evil Superman, and he looks cool as hell.
Do you think John Cena looks
like Superman?
Yes. He has that big, his jawline, he has that strong jawline.
Do you think
John
Cena looks like Superman? let's do this right now.
Do you think Ben Affleck look like Batman?
Yes, when he put his mask on.
Anybody got look like goddamn mask? Batman when they got a mask on.
Yeah, I think.
That's why, so anybody can look like Batman.
I'm black and I look like Batman with a goddamn mask on.
That's different.
That's John Cena. Cena, bro, trust me. Yeah. All right, but it looks, as you can tell, we hype as shit for that too.
I think it's possible, man.
Because Rocksteady, this is thing. Rocksteady, they brought us some good fucking Batman games.
Yeah,
I enjoyed those games. I had hours and hours and hours of fun from those games.
John Cena, Superman,
because he looks cool, like yo. They've been acting, man. He's trying to follow the Rock.
How you feel about that shit?
Feel about what? John Cena?
Yeah.
That's Superman?
No, that you think it's John Cena?
My man, I don't think so. I just think that's the way they decide to make Superman in the trailer.
Think he look like every other dude out there?
Yeah.
Mm.
I understand what you mean by it, but I don't think they decide to pick a specific person to be Superman in the trailer. Because I mean, so it's a game. All they need is voice. They don't need him to look like.
Yeah, he actually has to come in. If he's playing that character, he has to come in there and do the mocap. Depends on his major role. If he's just in the cutscenes, then yeah. But if he's actually in the game where you have to fight him, which is a spec, he had to come in and do mocap. They paid him a lot of money for that shit.
I guess we'll find out.
That's what we find out. This is argument going to settle with the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, that game looks interesting. We don't know what the gameplay looked like, so we still have.
It's Rocksteady. I mean, I'm curious to see what they're going to do.
Remember, I told you it looks like more like the zombie game I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna look like that.
You think so?
Yeah, because even the way they're fighting the NPCs or whatever.
Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, they're fighting them like way that how the Sunset dudes were fighting. They got jetpacks and they gave dude the ability to blink around, so it's gonna be kind of fast.
Everybody has a movement mechanic.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be kind of fast paced.
It's gonna be kind of fast paced.
It should be. I mean, I trust Rocksteady. They based on their past projects, they haven't let me down yet. So fingers crossed for this one. It looks pretty interesting. It looks pretty different, but it's a next-gen game, so we're not seeing that until, like, 2022.
Yeah, I mean.
So, but the Batman game is supposed to come out next year. Early next year.
Next on the list, we got the Batman trailer.
Which
movie.
One?
Batman movie trailer.
Which one? The one with he and Flash or the standalone Batman?
We didn't see the Flash one.
Well, they announced it.
They announced it, but they had the trailer. Yeah. The standalone Batman with
Twilight.
The Twilight guy.
I know you didn't like him. I think he's okay. I have to see something.
I have to see
the first episode.
For me, unless they're planning to take this in the way of the laughing Batman,
yeah,
then I can see that. Because he kind of turns into the Joker.
So you're saying if it's a laughing Batman, you're cool with it?
Yeah.
If it's a regular Batman, you don't like it?
If he's a Batman and trying to be the laughing Batman at the end, then I understand why he looks the way he looks. But come on. That's not Batman.
Usually whenever they change actors, I'm like, I just wait and see the movie till the movie comes out.
I've never had a problem with any really actor being Batman.
Ben Affleck, Batman?
Ben Affleck. I mean, you know, we have a problem with him or whatever, but it's just specifically...
My problem, I like that Batman because that's the older Batman he's playing. And I think he got the look down, I must say.
Of course, but he buffed up.
Yeah, he definitely like buffed the hell up.
Like he was supposed to.
Yeah. So he's saying, because this dude is not...
He looks... Come on, you've seen him.
I remember when they was first talking about that shit and I hated his fucking character so much. Yeah,
like, he said...
Y'all is judge, jury, and executioner here. Y'all didn't see y'all didn't see 5 minutes of footage yet. Y'all...
after that Batman trailer we got...
Yeah.
I was like, he was so different.
Yeah.
I just couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I gotta wait and see, man.
No, the thing is, in different comic books and different of the animated shows... We have smaller Batman, so it's not far-fetched. But he's not built...
A huge Batman.
At all.
He's not built at all.
Hmm.
Right? There's no muscle definition. Well, like, I guarantee you the suit...
They padded the shit out of the suit.
Of course. We can tell that because when he's in his suit looks big for him.
Yeah, man. Fuck that, dude. This should be about the Henry Cavill life. You know? No padding for me. I'm good.
But that's
it's
what
all
I'm saying. You, right? That's the whole you embodying the character that you... Supposed to.
Know what I mean? Be like Adam West. Adam West had no padding back in the day. Rest in peace.
You understand?
Now I'm saying he was just him in the tights. That's all him. That's how you should rock Batman.
So it doesn't matter. Even if he came out looking like Peter Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy,
Quill was kind of jacked. So
he wasn't really that jacked. But you still see the. You know what I'm saying? When you put the clothes on,
your problem with this Batman is not jacked enough.
He's not.
Batman needs to be.
Yeah, you're supposed to be at the top of your game. You're fighting dudes all the time. You're not convincing me.
Yeah,
looking the way you look.
You got to be on a level fitness wise.
I mean, you.
I mean, he is supposed to be the old Batman. The old Batman in the Batman versus Superman.
He's supposed to be that old. That's the old Batman. He's big and senile. I mean, he's big and
he's still buff.
He's angry.
What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, that I'm old saying dude. He's supposed to be a little less.
No.
Brolic. The old Batman had
the old Batman versus Superman in the armor.
Now he was big as hell.
That dude was jacked. That dude was on steroids.
Even the Ben Affleck looked like he jacked.
Have you seen a Batman who wasn't buffed? Even when he takes stuff off, you see muscle definition because the whole aspect of Batman he's a top athlete. He trained with the League of Shadows. How do you train with League of Shadows looking like that?
So he's constantly like that.
It's he's constantly always training. Like, that's the mindset of what Batman is. So there have to be some type of muscle definition. You're not supposed to be looking like you haven't eaten a week. Come on, huh?
Damn, did he look that bad?
Are you talking about?
I got to pull a picture from the trailer and see.
When he's in the church or whatever that car ran into, look at him in his suit, my dude.
Like I said, I'm in this way.
So, and when he puts the... When he puts the armor on, then he looks like Batman because the armor is
Batman.
Doing the job.
Yeah.
You understand? But come on, like, regular, either you're not going to be playing the character outside too much, or you're going to be in your suit forever. You just don't, you know, because the whole movie is supposed to give me the impression like, yo, this dude was about to
do some shit.
The fighting scenes, I'm not going to lie, but the fighting scenes was on point. Like, he was beating that dude. He was beating that dude ass. So I give it to him. But I don't think you don't look the part for me.
Nah. All right. So for you don't like how he looks?
Just the
in the beginning, I didn't like how he looks. But after I saw him smash that dude's head into a fucking crate.
It didn't really matter too much after
that. It didn't matter after that.
Batman,
But then you have to keep the mindset of, okay, is this what he's going to be doing for the rest of the show? Or is he going to take out the uniform and pretend to be Bruce Wayne? Because then is we going to have a problem.
He looks like a playboy. You got a Bruce Wayne part down. I think so.
Does he?
Yeah.
With black stuff on his eyes.
Because he didn't pull up on a Lambo. With,
I guess.
He
pulled up on a bike.
But is he playing a young Batman or old Batman? Older Batman.
I guess he's playing a Batman that came out from town or he's been away for a while or some shit, it seems like.
The Batman from the first Batman Begins.
I have no idea. Whatever. I don't need to go into explanation. Just for my personal thing, I'm not convinced.
My thing is, I just hope we don't get an origin story.
I'm not convinced about his Batman.
To be honest with you, I've seen Superman, Batman, Iron Man, Captain America, everybody's origin story of the yin yang. Let's just get him a regular story. Let's assume everybody who's going
to
see the origin story.
You have to do original stories when you
change. Flashback.
When you chase. That's a lot. When you change your Batman, you got to give some type
of
substance.
But like even when they change the Batman, his origin story is still the same. Unless we do an alternate dimension. We never really got an alternate dimension.
No, but sometimes his original stories kind of like defer.
We'll see.
Just a little aspect, man. Crazy. Yeah, he always goes and starts off a certain way. But every time they change it, they got to give some type of... Where is this Batman specifically from?
Some context of why we're here.
Yeah. So for me, I'm not feeling it just yet. Let's see what the other trailers look like.
I wouldn't say I'm feeling it just yet, but I'm consciously optimistic. That
describes my emotions perfectly. That's just a professional way of saying
it. No, I'm consciously optimistic. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get hyped for the shit. I mean.
Do you remember a Batman trailer you wasn't hyped for?
I was hyped for Batman. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. That's my case.
I understand. I was... Okay.
Crazy Batman?
I didn't even know this Batman was going on. Dog. All right. Like I said, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Wait, let me see after I watch the shit.
No, I heard about it because I read it. That he didn't want to train.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You got to respect the character.
And the article, he said he didn't want to train for the role because he felt like the belief of him having to train to be the thing didn't make any sense to him or whatever.
What's the point? So that kind of discourages me now. Because I'm like, you're not going all in.
No, because just like every other director out there, he wants to put his own spin on Batman. That's not what we hired you for.
Yeah. We see what happens when they do that. Yeah.
That's not what we hired you for. We hired you to play a role. You're not making your own role. You can, obviously, your personality is going to make the Batman you.
That could be why, you know why the DC comics are also fucked up too? I don't even know if we should get into this shit.
We shouldn't.
We are not stepping in.
We're not stepping in a place that we have no content for. This we talking about Batman because this is what we've seen. This is what we recently. Know. Let's not get in there. And DC Comics are fire. I don't know what you're talking about.
The comics is beast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you better get a stick in the heart for that right now.
Yeah, fight. DC's comic books is where it's at. That's why we're so disappointed when they come out with the movies and it's not the same thing.
We know the content they have.
We know it's possible.
No, I ain't blaming DC. I'm blaming mostly the directors and whoever is.
Yeah, always want to put their own spin on things.
I'm blaming Suits.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it. Keep Superman who he is. Keep Flash who he is.
Like, Kevin Feige controls all of Marvel's shit when it comes to movies.
I got the perfect idea for you. Give everything to Kevin Feige.
For when he knows how to do the shit.
Everything to him. But that's
the thing. He started off slowly. It's not like...
They do not have a Kevin Feige at WWE, obviously.
Well, I'm saying...
Give it to him.
No, I think he was created. He wasn't like...
Of course he was created. He did his research and he gradually started implementing the stuff that he saw in the research that he did.
Yeah, that's why I say you can't just have a Kevin Feige.
No, you make that
person. Find somebody good and give them the control of the whole thing.
He wasn't that person from the start. He started doing his research before and then he laid out a plan of how he was going to structure this.
But I think that's the difference. They have one person with a plan. With DC,
you think they have multiple people that's coming and trying to
put everything together.
That could be a problem. Yeah,
it is.
You've
seen it in it.
How could you have a cohesive story with like seven different people trying to tell different
it's
parts
not,
of it?
It is not going to work.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick somebody and stick to them. Let he do his thing.
Yo, but it's for me. It's simple. You have the you're not making this shit up as you go. The content is there. The comic books are there. All the stories have been written. Copy and paste, please.
Yeah. Let's put it in live action.
Copy and paste. Please. That's all we asking for.
You're not going to do that.
We're going to respect you more as a director if you give us what we know. We're looking for Superman in real life to be the Superman that we know from comic books. Cyborg, Flash, all of them. Because there are different Flash, there are different Cyborgs or whatever. You can pick each one of them, but let them be what they were in the comic books.
Well, did y'all hear about the new Superman live movie? The live action movie? This one's where he grows up rich.
That's going to be interesting.
He's lying to you.
That would be so cool.
He's lying to you.
Yeah, I know. But that would be so cool, though. Because the Superman, the one where he landed in Russia, that was cool as hell.
Yeah.
But what I don't like about it is even if he was different, he's still the same. They made him. They don't make him different like that. They made him. He just grew up in the USSR.
Yeah, just
as he's still Superman.
He's still Superman. He's still nice, but he's for the USSR.
Now picture if he had a mind like Stalin, with all our power.
And that's what
that would have been. I think that would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That was World War III starting. Yeah. We know this, right? And that's my one part of the movie. He's like he was still Superman, even if he was.
He had some ways because remember they were more strict.
Yeah, like in punishment. He grew up in a strict society.
He wasn't really wholehearted like he was when he grew up in Metropolis.
Yeah.
You understand? He was more, because them dudes about like, punishment. He was about punishment. He didn't overdo it, but he was more strict as growing up in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, all alternate Superman. So Rich Superman, that would be actually, we kind of have a version of him, except he don't have the powers.
Nah, it's not the same thing. The powers changes everything.
Yeah.
I mean, a rich, he does be the, imagine a rich dude with actual powers now. Rich dudes without, like, that's just a regular human being.
We've seen it.
It's nothing against rich people.
We've seen it. It's called
growing up poor and then growing up rich.
You're going to be two different people.
Hello,
you're going to be two different people.
I've seen a rich superhero before. It's called a villain. What are we talking about? Nobody's.
No. Oliver Queen.
His circumstances.
He grew up rich.
Nah. He grew up rich and got stranded on an island.
Yeah,
so he became poor again. What are you talking about?
But he came back. He was still rich, though. He was still helping people.
He found himself while he was poor on an island by surviving.
They said the only reason he's a good man because he had to lose everything.
He was poor. Hello. When he left, where was he?
Huh?
He left with his friend's girlfriend.
He left with his girlfriend's sister.
Boom, there we go.
On a yacht.
That's what he did.
So, you're right.
So, trust me.
Before the whole incident, he was a definite.
The whole kind of struggling and thing is what makes superheroes. They're all rich versions of them, they had to struggle
definitely
some way to become superheroes.
Could be worse.
You don't have the high life Batman. I lose my mother as a young, mother and father.
It could be worse. You could have grown up like Homelander. That's the worst case scenario.
And Homelander seems to be a hero, but he's a villain.
He's a victim of his childhood.
He's a villain. He's a villain parading around like he's a hero. Please.
He's the worst type of villain, man.
Even like the first time we've seen this dude.
That's the way he looks at people.
Yeah.
He just picked the dude and threw the dude. Like, this dude don't get a trial. This dude is dead.
This is what I like with Homelander, right? His whole demeanor. He doesn't just say he's a better human being. He's a better than regular humans. He looks at them like they're nothing.
Yeah. He literally treats them like they're nothing.
Like, he looks... I love his whole demeanor when he's around regular people, son. Okay?
So that's what he said. Struggle.
Geography.
Yeah.
It comes down to geography.
So rich, I mean, there are rich superheroes out there, but they had to go through something to kind of become that person.
Exactly. You're right. That's the whole thing,
that's the whole thing.
You have to lose everything if you appreciate.
You got to lose everything.
I definitely hear y'all on that shit.
It gives you depth.
Mm-hmm.
Depth, no doubt. How much other games came out for...
Well, after that, it was just a Suicide Squad. It was just the Gotham Knights, Wonder Woman movie, 1984.
That's coming out this year.
That looks interesting.
It looks interesting, but the villain look kind of.
I don't
like how she looks.
As I said, when we come to the comic books, we want things to be what we.
Yeah,
see.
She don't look cheetah-y.
I should say
cheetah-y.
She look cheetah-y. I'm coin that phrase. Listen, she look cheetah-y enough.
Yeah, so it's like for me. I feel like they're trying to make Cheetah look like the character.
Like the actor who's playing her.
I don't like that.
Nah, they've always been trying to do that.
Yes.
Even with Hulk, they try to make the Hulk look like the actor. And
it doesn't
like
need
that.
To be that. Because he's originally playing that character. We're not here to see Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
We're here to see the Hulk. So let the Hulk look the way the Hulk look. Whatever Bruce Banner look like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We're waiting for when he transforms. Same thing with Cheetah. She keeps the shorty's face. You know how Cheetah looks different.
Yeah.
They give her the long blonde hair. They keep her with the long blonde hair because it kind of blends into her.
You know what she looks like? She looks like one of them people from Cats.
Oh,
that's God. What she looked like.
No.
She's from the cast.
You nailed that shit.
Oh.
That's what she looked like. I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, that's what the fuck she looked like. Oh, she looks like she's from Cats.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if it's the lighting or what.
Nah, it's not the lighting. Because the reason why she looked like that, because they try to keep the human.
Yes. She looks like
off
her. She looks like a human cat.
Facial wise, they try to keep the human character so she can get her shine while she's playing Cheetah.
Yeah.
Yes, that which is not easy. She's playing Cheetah. She should look like Cheetah.
She didn't make her look like a werecat.
The body is fine because obviously it's not hard to make the body. You just put the fur on.
Yeah, exactly.
But the face, you got to.
You got to get the face. Your face got to look like a cat.
Yeah, you got to.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, other than that, the movie looks okay.
No. The movie looks good.
Like Wonder Woman's getting some recognition.
Wonder Woman kind of saves.
She's in the right era right now.
Yeah, like those of us who grew up watching like. Animated series and stuff already know Wonder Woman nasty.
Yeah.
Now the rest of the world will.
Yeah.
That's like, if Superman goes rogue, that's your first answer right there. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, in some of the comic books, she beats Superman.
Exactly. So, she's one of the most dangerous Justice League characters.
Yeah, but you saw when Shorty dive through her fucking special, as I call it, because that's when she really does.
Yeah, she goes all out.
Yeah, that's when she really starts fighting. Shorty dive through that shit. Before she became Cheetah.
So that should be interesting.
So that's going to be interesting. I don't know what the hell she's smoking. Like. And but, whatever that uniform that Diana has
on. There's a name for it. I'm not
the gold thing? Yes, please.
Yeah, that looks.
We need more of that, please.
That's like Zeus design.
we need more of
that. It's like a Festus.
Oh, yeah.
Created that's for Iron Man.
Yeah,
that looks sick as hell. With the that wings.
Cool, we need more of that, please. Yes. Whatever that is. We need to have that in the Batcave, I
guess.
Yeah. So, a Wonder Woman equivalent. Wonder Woman equivalent in Batcave.
You got something like that. You maybe. You don't know.
That shit right there.
Batman, he could build something.
She dive through that shit. Like, what the fuck you trying to do here, shorty? I got powers too. Let's go. But their fight scene's going to be good.
Yeah, the fight scene's going to be good. She's fighting a human cat. Cats are very agile.
And the swinging on lightning?
I haven't seen that before.
My boys.
I never seen no shit like that before in my life.
This is before her invisible jet. Swinging on lightning, my dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's cool as hell.
Come on. That shit is fire.
Yeah, like, she just looked weird.
She looks
like her face.
See? She looks like the chick still.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You got to pause it when she's... Go back. Go back and pause it when she lands on the
floor. Down, kitty.
Hold on. Let me see this whole thing first.
That's it. There's nothing else after.
God damn it.
Come on, man. There's nothing else after. I just tell him that. Yeah,
it's the whole...
You want to see a man get dressed up?
It's the whole man out of time shtick. We've seen this before.
Come on. Just with a female. She was a hooker. Let's go. Right there when she lands. Pause it.
Yeah, look at it. She looks, her face look way too human.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have changed up her nose and shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Literally, the only thing I think I would change with her face is the nose. The nose probably makes the whole face.
She needs more fur in her face.
You need to blend the nose and the
they're
mouth.
Trying to make the character
like a cat.
Look more.
She still want to look like the human actress.
Yeah.
We right, don't need that.
Yeah, you can go full.
We don't need that.
Maybe they ran out of budget. You couldn't do the face.
They're not out of budget. They're trying to give her.
It's the Superman mustache all over again.
They're trying to give her time in the spotlight.
Time in
the spotlight. But she's already a famous actress. She's not. She don't have to build this up. We already know who she is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like when Batman put on his mask and shit
but
like that.
But it's even thing. She didn't start off like this. This chances us at the end.
Yeah, I thought this
was
so
too. So we know what she looks like.
They should have just
gone
full cat face. I feel you.
Like, you know what I mean? We comic book guys, yo. We serious about what our characters look like, people.
Be passionate.
Come
about
on, Marvel,
things.
Don't get it wrong. Why y'all always getting it wrong? I'm confused.
God damn, bro.
I know.
That should annoy the fuck out of me when they fuck up characters.
Yeah, why you get it wrong?
Yeah.
She's literally just covered in fur. You cannot mess that up.
She should be in the cast of cats.
I mean, that's what I actually liked in the World of Warcraft movies when they actually stuck to the character.
Everybody looked the way they should look. Exactly.
Big ass swords and everything. Because
that's what you're doing. You're transferring what people know into reality. So they got. Why would you change anything?
Yeah.
What's that chick name? She's to be married to that dude.
Which one?
The dude that sings Bloodlines. She was in World of Warcraft. She played Charles' wife or whatever. And it started in. When the chick that put the arc that puts it in the water.
I never knew who
you know what an actor is?
I never knew who they are.
She was in Mission Impossible. The last mission, the tall chick that was driving Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah.
I thought a damn name. Just but you know what I'm talking about.
You don't fucking names. That's gonna be the theme of this show.
Yes. What is the name? Never has any name. Yeah.
We have to have that segment.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to be crazy about like, yo, yeah. But she was they wear the full makeup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know who was in World of Warcraft 2? One of the dudes from Pacific Rim. One of the Strike Eureka pilots. He was in World of Warcraft.
I didn't even realize that shit.
Yeah. You can't recognize him because they wear the full makeup.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. They just...
Yeah.
Cover up the fucking face. Make your face look like a cat. How hard that is.
Should have. Definitely should.
Yeah, but I'm saying she had a spotlight. Right? She's the majority of the movie, she's her regular character. She looks like her.
I think that's a director decision because at the end of the day, they got to look at him like, yo, this is that. I look like a fucking cheater.
We know what it is, but it's clear.
It's like a female cat.
The reason why we like these things because you got to be iconic. Has to be the way it's supposed to look like. Come on.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing though. What the fuck?
Word.
Why is she still looking human? She's a full cheater now.
Yeah, you got a tail and anything.
Why is her face still human? What happened? She like you know to understand the reason why she changed. It has to be full body.
Yeah, man.
Only her body changed. Her face is fine. Come on.
It's like they're fighting Man Bat and his head still looks like a human.
Yeah,
and the rest of his body looks
kind of
like
human-y. Like
yeah, like
what are we doing,
Man Bat?
Yeah, Man Bat, that's actually a character.
That's a character.
I know.
He's actually funny as hell.
I mean, like, yeah, she has her spotlight already. She was already the regular chick. Now she fully changed to the point that Wonder Woman is telling her, what have you done to yourself? Nothing. I still look like myself. I just put some fur on.
And have the same existence of a cat.
Oh, well, Tank Guy is not as bad as cats, though.
No, I'm just saying, it was just...
Yeah. I like I said, they put her in cats.
But yo, some of them cats look catty.
Look like a fucking cat.
Some of these cats look like they need to be in here.
Yeah. They should borrow
what? That a movie? Character on them. Come on, man. Them dudes have more fur in their face than
you
the...
Did you watch that shit?
I didn't watch the trailer.
Man, I don't want that in my damn memory. You watch your mind, homie. And just see something you can't unsee it, boy. I don't want
it. Yo, Idris Elba was in there. Watch your mouth, man.
I like it. I love Idris Elba.
Idris Elba was in there. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, man. I'm not. It's not the follow of the movie
it's not that bad.
It's not Idris Elba. You watched it?
I didn't watch it. It's not that bad. I watched the previews. It's not that bad.
If movie's getting that kind of reviews, chances are I don't want to watch it.
I don't care about reviews.
It's a singing movie. What were you expecting?
It's a music. We're not the target demographic.
They made a movie over a musical. We're not the target demographic.
I'm sorry.
God, man.
But Wonder Woman looks good.
Other than a well-looking cheetah,
we had a small pet peeve with Wonder Woman, but it looks good.
Yeah.
Flash is coming back. Looking forward to that. Flash has always been on top. They've always been good with the whole... Flash and Batman, they haven't said much. We just know it's coming.
We don't know what's
going on. Why they two decide to be together. I don't know how they're going to help each other out, but whatever. I know.
One stoic, one crack jokes.
Flash and Wonder Woman?
Flash and Batman.
Oh, Flash and Batman.
The weirdest couple you ever seen in your life. One who moves faster than the human. And he's an actual human, so he's really faster than him.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to fight together, but hey, we could do that. So, yeah. Of course, he's Batman. they'll introduce that or whatever, but what I'm more focused on is the series of Flash is coming back with the new seasons or whatever.
Hmm. So, are you going to watch a new season of Flash?
Huh?
You watching a new season of Flash?
The series has been constantly good.
I kind of fall off.
Yeah, of course you did, because you're not a real Flash fan. But anyways,
yeah, okay, that's why.
That's why
I don't like the whole...
When it comes, this Flash series made most of the DC series.
No, it didn't. The Arrow series did. It's called the Arrowverse, not the Flashverse.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
When Arrow started,
Arrow was the first one that came out. Arrow had its own season.
Yes, Arrow had its own season, and when Flash came out, that's when that shit started going.
Arrow was still they main.
Their views was not the same, though. That's a fact.
It got better when the Flash came, but
the Arrow got worse and then got better. That's a fact.
Arrow had a slump, but then Arrow was the main thing.
Arrow was always a scum, as I ask you. Arrow had a slump. Man. When the Flash came out, that's when them shit started really popping, because the Flash kept his pace.
My problem with the Flash series is, like, I feel like I know how strong the Flash is, and they don't do his powers justice in the end.
Of course,
I don't know why they can't. So
every superhuman we've seen is dumbed down.
Yeah,
we've never seen any character at their full power yet. They cannot.
He gets hit by regular people in here, and I don't like that. That should not be able to happen.
That would actually break my immersion of it.
The Flash is supposed to be super, but in reality, fast in every aspect.
Budget reality.
And I can't suspend my disbelief long enough.
Superman cannot be Superman in this show.
Yeah.
He cannot. He has to have some type of weakness.
I know. That's why they went with the whole...
Yeah. All of them.
That shit break my immersion, man.
You can't. Because that dude, come on. They're on a different level. I don't think the green screen will be able to actually keep up with these dudes.
They probably don't have the budget, too.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
A little bit. Did you guys like that Superman, that Clark version they had on WB11? Smallville?
Yeah, I love that.
Are you crazy?
He came back in the Crisis.
The reason why he was him learning his powers. So that made sense why it was like that. He was growing up and he was trying to figure out life and his powers at the same time.
I did like it for a bit too, but then I didn't like the ending. The shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't like the ending, but I like the first few seasons, they're really good.
Remember, that was the first thing we got. We didn't really have
it. It's one of the early superhero shows. Yeah, so I'm giving him props. Yeah.
And I think he did a good job.
He did a damn good job.
He did a good job. I think it could have been butched worse than... I don't know what problem you have with it. I used to look forward to that shit.
You didn't like it?
I don't know.
You didn't like Smallville?
He did like Smallville.
He wanted
the more Superman aspect. Yeah. But he's not understanding. The dude is growing up.
Yeah, I understand.
To be Superman. Like, and he's not like jumping like they do in every other Superman. He's literally growing day by day.
Yeah, but then, you know what I'm saying? Another thing too, Smallville came on off right off the heels of the Dean Cain Superman. That was why, like, that's one of the biggest Superman series ever.
Okay.
All right.
You just say yes.
So, yeah, that's right up. We just had a full-blown Superman. So I'm guessing they was trying to do like a more, you know, teenage drama.
Hello. Superman. For the teenage dudes who watch television all the time.
Yeah.
They're trying to give you aspect because, you know what I mean? Because he's growing up. So like, okay, this is what I would be like if I had power.
So you can relate to him even more.
And that's that shit.
I guess.
That shit skyrocketed. What's wrong with you?
I loved it. I mean, the first few seasons, the last season I liked so much, but he introduces a couple characters in there. He met Aquaman, Cyborg, all of them.
Flash in there.
We was getting a young everybody.
We're all in there.
So to a point, we thought we was going to get Justice League spin-off.
We was hoping. We got Green Arrow and Cyborg in there.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
You imagine Justice League series? That would have been so epic, dude.
That was our first close to Justice League series. They had all five of them characters in there. All we didn't get was Wonder Woman in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody else was in there.
All right. Yeah, I mean, Wonder Woman kind of hard because she didn't grow up anyway. She grew up
because she's another.
That's scary.
Yeah. She's in another fucking planet.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I think that would have been so cool. They could have done that just.
And they put uniform, but it wasn't the iconic uniform.
Yeah, it just looked like the uniform.
The jackets.
So if you look at Tom Welling Superman, I don't know the name of the actor. That's his name. His name is Tom Welling. He always wears like a blue t-shirt or like a red t-shirt. So he always wears his colors no matter what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And all the heroes that got introduced. So Aquaman, he always wear like the green and the yellow.
Shirt, yeah.
So like, you know who he is? Because they don't look like the characters. They just look just a human dude. But you know who he is based on how he's talking and how he's acting and all that shit.
The orange shirt or a green shirt. Even Cyborg had kind of like a, when they first found the metallic shit on, kind of a full body suit and shit.
Yeah.
And you can see like the
light. It was well done.
The light in his eyes and shit and the little, like, you know, he was still human.
Yeah.
But they get the concept because he wasn't the full Cyborg as we know it.
Yeah. It's not.
He was like a.
He was still Vic Stone.
Yeah.
That was before the accident.
Yeah.
So, when I heard him say Vic Stone, I'm like, wait, that's Cyborg to get that, but he's not Cyborg, he's human.
Not Cyborg,
He was actually a football player at school.
Yeah.
So, I like how they did it.
I was saying, they're showing all the dudes when they were young. All
right, fine.
It sounds. Come on, man, what's wrong? Don't disrespect Smallville, man.
Fan of soup, man. Yo,
man, get out, man. Get out, man. We do the show, rest of the show by ourselves, man. Get out.
Come on, you're the host, man. Disrespecting one of the greatest Superman we saw that don't get recognition.
Come on, man. And And it ended up perfectly. When he became Superman, we already know what that story is like. So they ended.
We've been there because we saw Dean Cain.
Yeah.
For how much seasons? Yeah. Five seasons?
Yeah. Even the Flash series with the old man. Fire. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He always making cameos in the Flash series. That's all like the first episode he came in.
He's a dude's father.
Yeah.
He
played his dad in there. Yeah.
He's Barry's father.
Yeah.
That dude, Flash, made that me was like Flash. I like Flash when I saw his
series. So you like Flash?
That's when I like Flash. He crazy? And he was buff then, too, because he had the... He was buff in the suit,
that's back
dog.
In the day. That's with full padding, bro.
What?
Oh, yeah. I actually like this Superman for some reason.
Dean Cain.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Dean Cain. That's the one he grew up watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't even know.
Because that show used to come on, what? I think 11 o'clock?
All the time, dog.
Yeah.
I think that's the most famous Superman series.
Yeah. Anybody who grew up in that time, you remember this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because that was really popular. That was before the internet.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I did like that shit.
Y'all forget there's a lot of dudes that play Superman. Y'all know who plays Superman one time? The dude who plays the Atom.
Yeah, I know.
He plays Ray Palmer. He's Superman.
He's in the movie.
He was a trash Superman.
He wasn't trash.
Well, they didn't like him. He got trash reviews because of his character. And he was a stalker. Or he was like, he was a deadbeat dad Superman.
Remember that Superman? Deadbeat dad. Did he die or he went away or some shit?
He went away?
He didn't know he had a kid? Well, she had the kid after.
He was like, how about outside the dude window? That's kind of creepy, man.
It's his fucking son. He has powers. He cannot let the whoever she was with know that it's his actual son.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How is he a creep for hovering over his son's window? What is wrong with people?
Did he pick up the piano in the damn yacht scene?
Yeah, right? That's when we knew what it was. Like,
yeah.
Man, this is crazy.
Critics didn't like that one, so they had to reboot it. Now we get...
Seriously?
Yeah.
People had a problem with that shit. How the fuck?
That's how we get Henry Cavill.
Yo, I was so mad they didn't make a number two for that shit because I wanted the whole reveal of his son.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would have been a Superboy story.
Not
just Superboy. I wanted some crazy shit to go down.
Yeah.
And then he had to save Superman or some shit.
It's okay,
like
his son is evil.
Yeah?
But that his son would have turned evil.
Even better.
In that story?
Most of the Superboy stories, he's a bad boy. He's an evil motherfucker.
Nah, even fucking better, man. God damn it.
The original Superboy was good.
God, I fucking hate this world for the shit they do.
It's just the criticism, man. Always. They never happy with
this. I mean, I guess it didn't make a lot of money, too. They didn't sell a lot of money.
Nah, it was... Remember all the Superman movies...
Trust me, if that Superman made money, we'd have got sequel.
I don't know. I think all the Supermans
never make money because of how they make their Superman play Superman. Like... All the Superman movies, except the Henry Cavill one, always remind me of the first Superman who fell off the horse.
Yeah.
Superman movie after that reminds me of that movie. Because they don't do the action the way it's supposed to be done. He flies a lot. He picks up stuff. He destroys boulders. But he's not really fighting anybody.
I mean, yeah, Henry Cavill Superman is the first Superman. We saw how strong he really is.
They were fighting.
Like, this dude is
in Metropolis, strong. Destroying buildings.
Yeah, that was like, that's...
That every
was
other Superman they did before that, they do have either Lex Luthor he fighting, he has kryptonite, so he's automatically weak, There was no fighting.
He did feats. So like, the time when he had to push the kryptonite shit and all that, shit like that.
That's why
we know that's regular.
We're no longer accepting that from Superman. The first Superman did that. That's what back then, when we were accepting just having a superhero in a movie, we were good.
Yeah, now we see it's a platform.
Let's make it good. What's possible now.
Yeah.
Don't make all these the same thing generic. Before Henry Cavill, it was just about him saving people, being strong. He ain't not fighting nobody because it was always Lex Luthor.
Check this out. You know, the Henry Cavill Superman is actually a remake sort of the second Superman 2.
Would you know that by watching it?
I actually did because I'm a really huge fan of the first Superman. So that was really cool.
Well, based on the fight in there, you wouldn't be able to know.
But I like how obviously they benefit from having better technology when they shot it.
Though, but it's not about technology because they kept giving him villains
that was not his level.
Who was fighting him based on their mind? It wasn't physical strength. He didn't need physical strength to beat fucking.
Yeah, but this is one where he actually had to use his strength to survive.
Finally, fight
somebody on his level. Yeah.
The last time the nigga fight Zod was in the first one, Christiana Reeves.
Mm.
That's the last time he fought Zod in that black and white shit.
Oh yeah.
Why you keep giving him fucking Lex Luthor over and over in every fucking...
I love the redesign of Zod, though. They did, though. That Zod looks sick.
In every... And he plays Zod.
It's at a point where every time I see him in a different movie, yeah, I cannot Zod. See him. Same thing with Robert Downey Jr. He does it so good.
Well, after Iron Man, it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
He is Iron Man now.
So...
Okay, what he plays.
That's pretty interesting. Oh, no, don't remind me of that. So,
and the whole DC fandom really gave us some things to look forward to.
Just straight stories.
So, I'm going to say in the whole DC event, I'm hype as shit for
just
Gotham Knights.
Just
and the Suicide Squad game. And every other thing I'm...
No, Gotham Knights, Suicide Squad game, and I give Wonder Woman
Wonder Woman movie. Everything else I'm cautiously optimistic.
Optimistic about. Yeah.
So, we most likely going to be covering everything.
We're going to cover it.
Well, everything we talked about today, we're going to cover.
As it comes out, we'll let y'all know with the extra information we get from it, if it has a change for us, so to speak.
We'll update you as the situation unfolds.
Yeah.
You should say.
But Batman, I'm not too sure.
I'm not going to give it my final verdict. My thing with these movies, I like to go in there blank. I don't want to hear nothing. Like, I just don't want to, like, this is the only trailer I will watch from this. I'm not watching anything else.
Oh, yeah, that trailer dropped.
Mm. Which one?
The Batman trailer. Forgot about that.
You need to stop.
Just stop pretending.
We tell you when we do this shit, yeah. It takes 3 minutes out of your day to watch the trailer, sir.
Yo,
we need you on
this
board.
This is what we gotta deal with here.
I pulled this
we
shit
need
up,
you
right?
On
that
board.
Producer don't want to produce. Great.
I put this shit up, right?
3 minutes.
Something happened.
How the hell do you come up with a topic that you don't want to talk about?
I'm confused.
No. I think I was distracted by female, but.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I need to stay home until you've studied what we're supposed to be talking about.
You need to tell who to stay home? Yo, we should publish this.
That's
a question you answered. You could have got a man in trouble. So in closing, you know, like I said, I'm hyped as shit for the Batman, for the Gotham Knights game. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I hope.
Only because we like loot shooters.
And I know the studio, they do good shit. I play some of the games, I like the games. They're pretty good. Rocksteady with the Suicide Killer Justice League. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that. It's going
to
be interesting.
I'm curious to see what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what... I need to see a gameplay video.
We just get trailers, so...
I like games like that, though.
And we can play with each character?
But my thing is that I like games like that.
The Suicide Squad has some bangers.
It has potential.
No, I'm talking about their character lineup. They got some bangers.
Yeah, they got some good characters.
To be able to fight against the Justice League, they're going to have some bangers.
All right.
It can't be just the original five.
Hmm. I mean, their team is very expandable, so we don't know who the hell they're going to add. If it's going
to
be like an add characters type shit, we don't know. We don't know.
It has to be. It's so not going to be just five.
As it unfolds, we'll update you on the situation, but we will be covering this game as soon as it drops. It's a next generation game.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic because I want to see what, you know, we're going to get on the next gen graphic wise and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it's going to look, but, you know, we'll keep you posted.
K-Dub signing off.
This is Hornet signing out.
Thank you for listening to Talk About Epic. Rate, review, and share this episode if you found it helpful. Also, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when new episodes are posted. If you're looking to support in more ways, please visit our YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or Patreon page. Thank you for tuning in. You have an epic day.